Okay, on this MP3, I'll be playing the C up to a G, which is an ascending perfect fifth. The beginning of Star Wars should help you recognize this interval. Okay, so just those first two notes, the C up to a G, okay, let that help you. So, as you're listening to this exercise, it will be helpful if you name the notes that are being played. So you could be singing C, G, or you could sing Do, So. But singing it, it will actually help it stick in your mind. Okay, so here we go. Okay, now I'll be playing the C down to a G, okay, which is a descending perfect fourth. Now, I never had a song for this interval, so I suggest that you sing either C, G, or you could sing Do, So. Either one of them should help that interval stick into your mind, okay? The good thing about both of these intervals, the perfect fifth is a very recognizable interval. It's a very easy interval to learn. Same thing with the perfect fourth, okay? The same thing will be true when we do a perfect fourth up and a perfect fifth down, okay? But for now, we're gonna learn the perfect fourth descending. We're gonna go from a C to a G. Here we go. Okay, we're going to go back to the perfect fifth ascending, so we're going to go from a C up to a G. Here we go. Okay, and once again, we're going to do the C down to a G, which is a perfect fourth, a descending perfect fourth. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, that is the end of listening exercise number one. Now, there is no test for this first listening exercise, but once we start to add more intervals, that's when we'll start to test your ear by having some listening tests. Okay, so listen to these, you know, just listen through this MP3 once a day. I would recommend staying on this first exercise for a good week before moving on to the next exercise. Okay, enjoy.